could stand, we're going to do our community song. Please sing with the fervor of your soul. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom. The words on the wall. Imogene will lead it with the choir. Ah, here we go.
I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on freedom.
Come on, sing it on.
I woke up this morning with my mind.
As it is our tradition to be able to reach out and talk to somebody right next to you you don't know, reach out, talk to like 5-10 people, say hello, good morning, give them a big hug.
Thank you, and please be seated. Before I even start announcements, give it up for the Change Band, because that horn section and that band, I'll just say that's the real deal. San Francisco's musical treasure, the Glide Ensemble, under the direction of Vernon Bush.
Are you ready? Are you ready? You sure? Here we go.
Thank you.
yes. Brighter day. We're always looking for a brighter day, aren't we? A little bit of it. So we are in Black History Month, American History Month, seen through the lens of African Americans, and this morning seen through Japanese Americans. We're going to do this song called Kyrie Eleison, which means, Lord, have some mercy. Coupled with a spiritual that says, I want to die easy. I didn't finish it in the first service. I want to die easy. When I die, shout salvation as I rise. I want to die easy when I die. There's something to be said about the physical death as well as the mental health death, to reborn or renew yourself. So we're going to sing that song to you right now.
Oh, gonna die easily, Lord, when I die. Lord, I wanna die easy when I die. I wanna die easy when I die. Shout hallelujah when I rise. Lord, I wanna die easy, Lord, when I die. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me, oh, and your people, Lord.
Imogene Foster, I want to die easy when I die. Kyrie. We're going to restart the joy. Restart my joy. Oh, I've fallen short of your goodness. Mr. Mark of your glory. Y'all did some things that you told me not to do. You just released all my joy. Renew my faith. Redeem my soul. And make me whole. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's been a long, hard, tedious journey. A race against the sands. Say yeah! Say yeah! Say yeah!
Oh, thank you all for coming. Thank you all for coming. My name is Aaron Jones, a proud member of the bass section, Bruce, of the Glide Ensemble. And you see how much joy we have up here. And our whole reason for being is to transfer that joy to you. And if we do that, then I believe we're doing God's will. And I was asked to relate to you why I'm here. Number one, it's fun. It's so much fun to sing this music and to do music, especially when you don't have any faculty in playing an instrument, as I unfortunately do. The singing is a great musical outlet, and if you would like to be part of our family, if you'd like to share in the joy, we rehearse on Wednesday nights, 7 to 9. Come between 6:15 and 6:45, and have a song in your head that you love. It doesn't matter if it's secular or religious, and we'll just see how you sound. And it's only going to be with one other person. You're not going to be singing in front of us or anything like that. It's just one other person, and we just do it to see what you sound like and where you might fit in. So thank you for everything. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your attention.
Aaron Jones, restore my joy.
So this is the moment in the celebration where we have someone share their story of their journey here at Glide. And today we are honored to have a member of this community that has been coming here since 1990, who has been in community here at Glide with her husband Blake and with her two daughters. But as I said at the nine, the most impressive thing I find about this woman is the fact that she is an educator here in the city and county of San Francisco, in the San Francisco Unified School District. Because teachers are so important. If we don't have educators and teachers teaching our kids with love, what will our future be? What will our future be? Kelly Riggs, come on up here.
Okay, this gets no less nervous than earlier. And I have to say, after the nine, I went back over there and saw my family and was like, how'd I do? And I was thinking, Stacy, you weren't on your job. Because they said to me, you did great, Mom, but your pants were tucked into your sock. And I was like, ooh, if Stacy saw that, you didn't help me out, girl. It's okay, though. I think I'm together now. I'm okay. So I'm really honored to come here and share my story of walking with Glide. I have been here since 1990, off and on, married to a very sexy usher up here. And my two daughters over there, Haley and Maya. So I was at a workshop at work on Valentine's Day, and I was reminded of what Glide means to me. They posed a question for a connector that was just in light of everything that's going on in the world, and it was Valentine's Day. So the connector was turn to someone and talk about where you see love in the world. And I immediately thought of Glide, and just all the experiences we've had here and all the love we get from everybody here. I have a very small family. My parents have passed, my brother's passed, the family I have is still back in Cleveland. And so extended family for us is vital. And we've gotten that love, the unconditional love, and just family here at Glide. And I thank everybody for that. Your love and prayers here have helped shape my life, really. I shared my story here a couple years ago about that, and how as a teacher in San Francisco, I'd sit here each week and I was always hearing Karen and Theon kind of repeatedly question, what am I doing about the injustices I see out there? And finally decided I needed to make a change at work, and went from teaching fifth grade at a West Side school where I'd get my kids and they're all a grade above grade level already, to switching schools and moving over to a school in Hunters Point where I felt like I could possibly help make change. So, and my family here at Glide continues to push my thinking, and I am constantly questioning myself on how I'm perpetuating the status quo and injustices that I see in the school district. And now I've transitioned again out of the classroom and into a title. It's IRF, which is Instructional Reform Facilitator in San Francisco here, and my job's really, as the title says, is to facilitate reform in our schools, schools that aren't serving all the students the way we need to. So that brings me to today, and I was just offered this amazing opportunity very recently. I'll be traveling to Kenya next month, and I'll be traveling with 20 American women leaders, and we'll work with 20 Kenyan women leaders when we get there. And this isn't your typical narrative. We are not going to impart our first world knowledge on this third world country. That's not what we're there for at all. These are women leaders in Kenya, and Kenya has a history since formal colonialism ended. The women there have been the leaders of the grassroots movement to kind of help with all the just atrocities that happened during colonialism. So these women are continuing that grassroots effort there. They are educators, they're leaders. They are high school graduates with little to no formal teaching training, but they're teaching. They make about $100 a month. They work tirelessly from their schools. Kids come to school at 6 a.m. and leave at 10 p.m. They are also working in these community schools there. So these are for kids who didn't pass the government test to go into a government-funded school. So these are schools that these women have started to offer education to kids that otherwise could not go to school. And they're funded by the community. I'm just humbled and really honored to be able to go and learn from these women leaders. I'll continue to walk with GLAAD while I'm there, pushing myself to question my own biases and the role I play in my family, in my classroom, in the world. And I'm asking that you, my GLAAD family, continue to walk with me as I embark on this journey. I'm asking that you keep me and the other women leaders and their students, their scholars and their families in your thoughts and prayers. And please continue to push me just to question myself and the world, and continue to offer your unconditional love to us. So thank you, I'm Kelly and I'm GLAAD.
So let's bless Kelly on her journey. If you could, just reach a hand out in her direction, just as a sign to say that we will be reaching out to you and expecting you home, just as much as the world is reaching out to you, calling you out into it. Kelly, may the path of your walk always be obstacle-free. May your justice work break down barriers. May you be poured into as much as you pour out into this world. May you find that the diaspora of women gathered can indeed change the world. May your family not be afraid for your safety, but be emboldened by your dream chasing. And may the strife in that region where you are traveling be reconciled into a global peace. And if the church affirms and sends Kelly off in unconditional love, please say amen.
Amen.
Kelly, thank you again for all you do and all you will do in your journey of life. We thank you. This is the moment of the celebration where we're going to ask you to give. Glide sits at the epicenter of need in San Francisco, with job security, health security, all types of issues that surround us. All you have to do is experience the rains of last week and think of those that didn't have shelter, or that those that didn't have food, when you might have been blessed enough to go home to a warm home. So I'm going to humbly ask you to give. You'll see on the wall behind me the way to connect to our wireless network and the ability to give, because Glide is not only a church, but it is a foundation. And it does the work needed in San Francisco to be a ray of hope to those in need. So we humbly ask you to give, and thank you very much. Before we hear the next song from the Glide Ensemble, I have the pleasure to introduce the speakers and performers today here at Glide. The performance you see will be an honor and to commemorate the National Day of Remembrance. And this National Day of Remembrance is to remember Japanese Americans that were interred during World War II and the end of that internment. There you go. And how that will be portrayed to us today will be through our speaker of the day, Miguel Bustos. Miguel Bustos is the director of the Center for Social Justice here at GLIDE. And he expands GLIDE's reach in terms of social activism to make positive changes in the city and county of San Francisco. Also joining Miguel will be our very own Janice Mirakatani. Janice Mirakatani is the co-founder of GLIDE, and she was the second person to ever hold the title of Poet Laureate of San Francisco. We will be joined by dancers, Yayoi and the Kambara Plus dancers. You are in for a treat after this song from the GLIDE Ensemble.
Heartaches may come and teardrops may fall. Seems there's no one there for you. Friends are all gone, and you feel all alone. Be strong, God has a plan for you. Hold on, hold on to faith. Let faith lead you. Your valley is temporary. Yes, this too shall pass. You can find your faith at last. In faith we have the victory.
Hold on, don't let go. Even though your heart hurts you so, He'll never let go of your hand.
Listen, just be.
Just be
steadfast, just be faithful. God is only teaching you. Oh, your eyes have not seen. All your ears have not heard
just what He has prepared for you. Hold on, don't let go. Even though your heart hurts you so, He'll never let go.
Thank you.
Young and Bush. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on.
On February 19th, 1942, shortly after the bombing of Pearl Harbor by Japanese forces, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066 with the intention of preventing espionage on American shores. Military zones were created in California, Washington, and Oregon, states with large populations of Japanese Americans. And Roosevelt's executive order commanded the relocation of Americans of Japanese ancestry into concentration camps, otherwise known as internment camps. They lost their livelihood, land, homes, friends, and families. Executive Order 9066 affected the lives of nearly 120,000 people, the majority of whom were American citizens. And today we remember our country's betrayal of its own people.
The strongest prisons are built with walls of silence. Morning light falls between us like a wall. You have laid beside me, as you have for years, as I reach across an empty wall of light. Before the war, when life would clamor through our windows, we woke joyfully to the work. I keep these moments like a living, silent seed. After day's work, I would smell the damp soil in his hands that felt the outlines of my body in the velvet night of summers. I hold his hands to my cold, cold wall of flesh as I have for years.
Jap, filthy Jap.
Who lives within me? Abandoned homes, confiscated land, loyalty oaths, barbed wire prisons in strange wastelands.
Go home, Jap.
Where is home? A country of betrayal. No one speaks to us. We would not speak to each other. We were accused. Hands in our hair, hands that spread our legs and search for secret weapons, hands that knit barbed wire to cripple our flight, giant hot hands that flung me fluttering, speechless into barbed wire, thorns in a broken wing. The strongest prisons are built with walls of silence. I watched him depart that day from the tedious wall of wire, the humps of barracks, handsome in his U.S. Army uniform. I would look each day for letters from a wall of time, waiting for approach of my deliverance from a wall of dust. I do not remember reading about his death. Only the wall of wind that encased me as I turned my head. I have kept myself contained within this wall shaped to my body and buried my rage. I rebuilt my life like a wall, unquestioning, obeyed their laws, We began to speak to each other. All persons of Japanese ancestry, both alien and non-alien.
All Japs are enemy aliens.
To be incarcerated for their own good. A military necessity. Where is home? He died to protect this home, a country of betrayal. This wall of silence crumbles from the bigness of their crimes. This silent wall crushed by living memory. He awakens from the tomb I have made for myself and unearths my rage. I must speak. From this cell of history, this mute grave, we birth our truths, we heal our tongues, we listen to ourselves, we give testimony. We hear the bigness of our sounds freed, like many clapping hands, thundering for reparations. We give testimony. Our noise is dangerous. Adonis, Artistic Director Yayoi Kambara.
Thank you, Madonna.
Today, we remember. Today, in 2019, we ask ourselves and one another, how could these laws and policies have gone unchecked? Where was the outrage? Why did the silence of so many allow this to happen? History has a way of repeating itself. These anti-Japanese policies and internment camps have popped up many times throughout history. Since 1492, we've seen a number of these camps in areas where other people live or were removed from their homeland and were held against their will or without much choice. Native American reservations, especially areas where tribes once lived, they served such purpose. Slaves lived in certain quarters on plantations, and if they were caught trying to free themselves, were either beaten and or killed. Japanese Americans, as we now know, lived in such camps. Even within the city of San Francisco, African American families were removed from the Western Addition to make way for redevelopment. Where's the noise? We don't hear the noise, and we hear silence in the killing of transgender sisters and brothers. Today, we have an occupant at the White House that is waging another war that is dividing Americans and is betraying many in this country. Many are fleeing Central America into Mexico, but they're fleeing governments that the United States propped up. And he's finding it to cure it with a stupid wall. He calls his answer and its target of a community a national emergency. I call it a national disgrace. Why is history repeating itself? Because sometimes when hate begins to surface, the past is pushed aside for the current fight, and the roller coaster begins and starts up again. Many times when we hear what happens in the news, we get paralyzed. We don't know what to do. It seems overwhelming. So how do we stay sane during these troubled times? Because you know, each day there's always something new that 45 tweets or says. But I believe there is more good in love than there is evil and hate. I refuse to let any politician, religious leader, group of racists, or individuals destroy my joy or the joys of others. Life is too short. My ancestors sacrificed too much to let ignorance of others and hate prevail over me. It's important that we stand up for ourselves, but equally that we stand up for one another. Whether it's in the schoolyard, your friend's home, your house, your work. When we see racism, hate, bigotry, misogyny, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, homophobia, transphobia, shaming, or privilege, when we see it, we need to remember and we need to stand. I try to beat hate with a word, a deed, or a smile, a roll of my eyes, say, "Are you kidding me?" Or give them the "you're ignorant fool" look. But I will march, I will make calls, I will donate, I will stand in solidarity with, I will remember those who are lost and fight like hell. So how can I do this? Where do I feel that I get the courage to remember, to stand up, and to fight? It's here. It's in the walls of this building. It's with you. There's an African saying, a word called Umbutu, meaning I am because you are. If you just looked around here, in this sanctuary, look, who do you see? You see people from all ages, religions, backgrounds, racial, social, economic differences. You see people that come here every week for the sole purpose of being a beloved community that loves. I often tell people who lately have been talking about fighting Glide, where in the world, on this planet, that you find on the most segregated day of the week, which is a Sunday, you find people of all kinds coming together, not because of some doctrine, but because of love. I think instead of fighting us, you should be nominating us for the Nobel Peace Prize. I believe we are light that destroys darkness. Together we can change the world. You know, lately we've had a lot of rain, and you know, at first when it starts trickling down, oh, a drop here or there doesn't hurt anybody, right? But when drops collect, when drops come together, they form puddles, they form floods, they form waves and monsoons. Water can take life, but I choose to see water giving life. Never underestimate the power of love that is here at Glide, because it allows us to remember and it allows us to stand up during these difficult times. You know, as the director of the Center for Social Justice, I always tell the team, we are going to change the world. And we are. We are. Because I see miracles happen in this place every single day. I come to work and I see the lives of people who are touched, and I see the lives of those who touch those people. I see the saving lives of people who are ODing on the floors here. You know, people have ODed on my floor, and our team has come together and given Narcan and brought people back to life. Because every person is valued, and Glide gives us that. Every week, all of you come here with your pains, worries, your frustrations of the past week, and you leave with hope and love. and you leave with a little bit more strength to carry you through. Yes, do never underestimate the love and the power in this building. That's why it's important you keep coming. Bring a friend. We all need love. We all need to build this powerful community. Remember, one drop collects with another, and we can change the world. So today we remember. There's a song by Michael Jackson called "Will You Be There?" And at the end of the song, he doesn't sing, but he basically says these words. In our darkest hour, in my deepest despair, will you care? Will you be there? In my trials and my tribulations, through our doubts and frustrations. In my violence and in my turbulence, through my fear and my confessions. In my anguish and in my pain, through my joy and my sorrow, in the promise of another tomorrow. I will never let you part, for you always in my heart. As history once again repeats itself, I will remember to remember, because we all care. We care for our sisters and our brothers and communities, and we carry them in our hearts. I stand with them, we stand with them, so that each generation that passes, there's less and less hatred and pain. When we remember, we resist and we love. We are bold and we are mighty and we are unapologetic about our light. And at the end, it is our noise that becomes dangerous. Amen.
Thank you to Miguel Bustos, to Janice Mirakatani, to Ye Yoy and the Kambara Plus dancers, Sharon and Adonis. And thank you for being here. If you would like to join GLIDE, please go to room 201, the door on my right. And brothers and sisters will be there to greet you into this GLIDE beloved community. Now a benediction from Marvin K. White.
So here's what we know. We know that the story of the Japanese will not be Executive Order 9066. And we know that the story of African Americans will not be enslavement. Just like we know the story of women will not be the Me Too hashtag. I believe it is for all of us and for all of you, this new freedom. So may your story this week not be of the oppressor, but of your overcoming and dismantling oppression and living your whole life. Have a good week.
Everybody, grab a hand of the person next to you as we sing "We Shall Overcome Today."
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome today. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe that we shall overcome today.
We'll walk hand in hand.
We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand. We'll walk hand in hand today. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe that we shall overcome today.